like the Greek government's plan to seek a bailout of debt forgiveness has pushed the markets lower yesterday. That may have been one of the issues. We're going to find out right now if that's the loan issue, but we'll find out from Mark Myers of Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. What about it, Mark?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The markets were down yesterday. The Dow fell about 95 points, and that was after a sell-off in the European markets as investors were unnerved by the deepening standoff between Greece and its creditors, as you highlighted there. Greece's economy is getting closer and closer to default every day. As a matter of fact, Greece owes about $270 billion in a bailout, which expires at the end of this month. And Greece really does not want to have to pay that back. They want to change the terms on this loan. And so there's a lot of resistance on that. So we'll have to wait and see what happens by the end of the month on that. Now, individual stocks to watch this morning, look at Coca-Cola. The beverage giant reported earnings of 44 cents per share for the fourth quarter. That was 2 cents above estimates, and revenue also came in above forecast as well. But earnings were down 55% from a year ago, but that was due to the strong dollar. Coca-Cola is an interesting company to watch as they're transitioning away from Coke to more juices and flavored water as more Americans are drinking less sugary drinks. And look at CVS Health this morning. They reported earnings of $1.21 a share that was 1 cent above estimates, and revenue also was above forecast. The results were helped by about a 5.5% increase in pharmacy same-store sales. CVS Health, they own around 7,700 drugstores in the United States. And Omnicom, the advertising agency, scored a 4 cent beat with a quarterly profit of $1.30 a share. Revenue beat analyst consensus as well. Omnicom's bottom line benefited from an overall increase in U.S. ad spending. In Starwood Hotels, the company, which owns several different hotel brands like Westin and Sheraton, for example, they reported earnings of 97 cents a share. That was well above estimates of 76 cents a share. And they also announced plans to spin off their timeshare business. And Spirit Airlines, a discount airline, reported earnings of 80 cents per share. That was 2 cents above estimates, although revenue did fall a little bit short. And Wyndham Worldwide, the hotel chain which owns several different brands like Days Inn, Howard Johnson, or Ramada, among several others, they reported earnings of that beat estimates by 6 cents a share. They reported 90 cents a share on earnings, and revenue was above estimates as well. And Wyndham raised their 2015 forecast, and they also increased their dividend to 42 cents a share from 35 cents a share. And Gap, they reported a bigger than expected drop in January sales, but they raised their earning guidance for the year. Gap is the parent of Banana Republic and Old Navy. In Home Depot, they came out this morning and said they are going to begin hiring 80,000 workers for the spring season, which is their busiest time of year. And we have seen lately oil prices surge, but I did hear an analyst on Wall Street said that was just a head fake, and they say oil could drop down to about $20 a barrel, where it is around $52 a barrel right now. We're still seeing U.S. oil production rise, and Brazil and Russia are also pumping oil at record levels. In Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Iran, they've been fighting to maintain their market share by cutting their prices to Asia, so we'll just have to wait and see what actually happens with oil, but it is down about 1.5% this morning. But it does look like the markets are going to be up this morning. It looks like the Dow is going to open up around 110 points.
Sounds good to me, Mark. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Mark Myers of Stern Agee & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Really appreciate him joining us. Remember, for over a century, Stern Agee advisors have worked with clients to create strategies that assist them in achieving financial goals. You could talk with Mark, give him a question or two, visit with him. He's at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith at Stern Agee & Leach. You could call him at 479-782-2527.